Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, today is the Sunday that we celebrate All Saints' Day. Now, for us Lutherans, don't be scared. That's not too Roman Catholic. But before we, skip past that too quickly, let's think about what a saint is. During family devotions, a father asked his children, "What is a saint?" His little daughter remembered the beautiful stained glass window in her church portraying Jesus along with the disciples, and she answered her father, "Saints are those people at church that the light shines through." Isn't that wonderful? What a good answer. She's exactly right. A saint is a person who lets the light shine through them. As verse 4 of the hymn we just sang calls this to mind, "We feebly struggle, they in glory shine." The light of God in Jesus Christ shines through those who've been redeemed by the shed blood of Christ. A saint is anyone in whom Christ now lives and who lets Christ's light shine through her or him. Christ provides the light. Remember that. You and I are not the light. We simply let His light shine through our lives out into the dark world around us. We so oftentimes restrict the meaning of saint almost beyond the bounds of Scripture when we use the term only to refer to such dead Christians who once led exceptionally holy lives and or performed miracles. However, the Bible speaks of all Christians as sanctified people, as saints. St. Paul, for just one example, addresses the Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, he says, "To the church of God which is at Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints." Christians are saints, despite the fact that they're still sinners also. Now, I've seen a list of Latin phrases that every Lutheran should know. Now, from last week, we learned three already. Remember? Sola Scriptura, sola fide, sola gratia. Word alone, faith alone, grace alone. And here's a fourth. Simul justus et peccator. Simul justus et peccator. Say it. Simul justus et peccator. Now, literally translated, it means simultaneously justified and a sinner. However, another way to translate it in a more memorable way is what it says at the bottom. At the same time, sinner and saint. Say that. At the same time, sinner and saint. Now, the word saint that we have in our language comes from the Latin. It comes from the Latin word sanctus, which means holy or sanctified or consecrated. Consecrated is the idea of being set apart for specific use. So keeping that in mind, a saint is one who is chosen by God for His specific use. That's all. And that's each of us. In the reading from Revelation today, it says, "Salvation belongs to our God." You have not been set apart for God's use by your choice, but because of God's choosing you to be set apart for Him. The blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, accomplished and completed our being set apart. Saints are saints, not because they're sinless, but because by the blood of the Lamb, their sin, all of their sin, is totally and completely forgiven. As such, God declares you just and holy in His sight. They are, and you are, sanctified. You're set apart. And now you lead a new life of faith in Christ. St. Paul teaches in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. St. Paul also urges those who are declared holy by faith to serve God with holy works in every day of their lives. Now, these are not works, however, that save or redeem or justify a person. You can't do your way into heaven. But these are works that are done to express thanks and joyful obedience to God for His choosing you. Because the Holy Spirit has called us by the gospel, enlightened us with His gifts, and given us faith, we too are now saints. We are His set-apart ones. Now, one of the things that we're set apart for is telling others about Christ. We share, we give away Christ so that others also may know that they are sinners who, by the blood of Jesus Christ, have been made saints. That they too are people who are redeemed by that blood of the Lamb. A saint is a person, just an ordinary person set apart by the extraordinary God of all creation so that God's light can shine through them to others. Blaise Pascal, the noted mathematician and inventor and other things, has been quoted as saying, "There are two kinds of people in the world. One, saints who know they're sinners, and two, sinners who arrogantly think they are saints." Saints are those who know that they are sinners, who need a Savior to take away their sins. And then there are the sinners who feel no need for a Savior from sin. They simply reject, they say no to what God has said is true of them. The sinners who turn from God's grace and turn away from that are ignorant of the truth that they are now without hope. They have no hope. Now, we all know that there are times when it's easy to want to reject God and reject what God has done because we think we're pretty good. Haven't murdered anybody today. We like to think that we're doing better than most. After all, I've not done anything that's too bad. It is dangerous. It is dangerous, friends. It is dangerous to linger over such thoughts. Indulging such an attitude can lead us right out of God's grace and into His judgment and wrath. We can put ourselves in danger of hell. However, sinners who know they need a Savior find their salvation only in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. He has taken away the guilt of our sin. He has made us saints. He has made us to know our need of a Savior and has saved us by grace through faith alone. But saints in the classic sense are also known for what they do. We live the gospel in this community, not because we're so civic-minded, but because in that way others learn that we're no different than they are. Saints are also known as the children of God. The epistle lesson tells us this. The first verse, read that together, please. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. Children are known to take after their parents. So what does God do, our Father? What does God do that we as His children take after? God loves, so we love. God acts, and so we also act. We are called the children of God only because of God's love for us. By what reason do we know that we are loved by God? We know that God loves us because of the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. That work, that righteousness of Christ is put on us in our baptism. And it marks us with the cross as God's own children, as God's saints. We are not of this world anymore. We're not trying to look and act like the world. We're now the ones with the light of Jesus. But a saint, one who lets the light of God shine through them, does so by what they do. Ever heard of St. Ambrose? Heard of St. Ambrose? Okay, yeah, some of you have. If you look at the hymn in our hymnal, number 332, that hymn was written by St. Ambrose in the late 300s. Think about that. The late 300s. And we're still singing it today, usually around Advent, which is coming soon. It's a beautiful hymn of praise to the Son of God coming into this world to live and then to die on the cross and rise again to make saints. St. Ambrose let the light of God shine through his life. But do you know, what do you know about St. Ambrose? I can tell you this. Before he became the Bishop of Milan, he worked for the government. That's what he did. He was a Roman prefect. It's a kind of a governor of sorts. This guy, whose hymn is in our hymnal, was a government employee. Some 1,800 years ago. St. Ambrose was both well-schooled and he was brought up in a Christian home. But he served the public good before he became a bishop. Saints do their work on earth with a heavenly purpose. Saints do their work on earth with a heavenly purpose. Saints do what they do for the sake of God's love. They are simply people, regular people, who are acting in faith, in the faith that God has gifted to them. And in that way, God's light does shine through them. His light shining through is what happens because of who God has made you in Christ. I want to tell you about someone else. And this is someone who many people today consider a saint because of what she did. Mother Teresa. The story is told of a reporter who once watched Mother Teresa bind the disgusting wounds of a leper. He whispered to another reporter, "I wouldn't do that for all the money in the world." Mother Teresa's hearing was better than he thought. She whispered to the reporter, "Neither would I." She was willing to do this disgusting thing for the Lord who has so dearly loved her. Through her also shone the love of God. So what about us? What about us here? We are also living out the gospel with the love with which God has first served us. Today we have Holy Communion served to us. It is God who comes and serves us and puts into our very mouths His forgiveness and restoration in this holy meal. And as we receive this meal, as we do that, we proclaim that God's Son, Jesus, has died on the cross for us and shed His blood to redeem us. That's the love that God has showed us. And that's the love that shines through us into our community and into our friends and to our families. Now, I want you to take out this piece of paper. You all got that. Take this piece of paper home with you. And if you cut it off at the line and tape the ends together like so, all right, if you do that, cut that off, and then what you do is you can put a votive candle in a glass. Be sure to put the candle in a glass. All right? Not going to be responsible for any house fires, but you put the candle in a glass in the bottom of that circle and light it. And let the light shine through the people of the Last Supper, where Jesus instituted Holy Communion. Like the little girl said to her daddy, saints are those who the light shines through. We come to communion and receive again the refreshment and nourishment of our souls, for our souls that renews the light of God within us. We believe that God has drawn us together at Zion Lutheran Church for hearing, sharing, and living the gospel. That is what we do to let the light shine through us. Now, what form that will take for each one of you, I can't tell you, but I can tell you this, that His light will shine through each one of you because He has set you aside to do that very thing. And that happens whether you think about it or not. Just being His child, you bear the family name of Christian. So whatever you do is made holy by His holiness living in you. Remember our Latin phrase for today. Say it again. Simul justus et peccator. At the same time, sinner and saint. After all, as we come to confession, as we come to communion, we know that we leave here again, having been made saints by the light of His love and the forgiveness of our sin. That light goes with you. With you, the saints of God, wherever you go. It is just who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the words of our mouth and meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.